Item seven, report from the Audit Committee Chair on the November 5 meeting. And Chair Phillips?
First, we, on our consent agenda, either and/or adopted a number of the items that are covered, were covered by the Audit Committee meeting on November 5th. Let me just take a second to run down. And Sherry, probably, and perhaps Henry, all had some role in this. I'll call on them if there are questions that I can't answer. One, the Contrasta County Health Employer Audit Report. This is one of our series of reports, which you're now all familiar with, that are part of Jerry's work during each year. And we'll talk about our audit plan. Health Audit Report, Health Employer Audit Report, it has some findings that need correction. Sorry for my voice. And they have all, or are now all being corrected. San Ramon Fire Protection, no outstanding issues on our side. Adopt the 2026 Internal Audit Plan. Hopefully, that's a chance to take a look at that in your materials, which we have not done. Approve the internal audit performance objectives underlying the plan, see the comments, and receive the 2026 Compliance Activity Plan. That's Raleigh's plan for he and his team for the upcoming year. Anyway, first, any questions on any of that that you've already adopted or received?
No, that you just summarized, I think, the consent calendar action item.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions to John on that? If not, go for it. Don't strain your voice, so, you know. You can be selected.
I can be selected. Should we jump to eight? That's probably the next one, which is to adopt the audit. Brown Armstrong.
Right.
And the heavy lifting on that was really Christina and Henry. If you've had a chance to read the materials, they were overwhelmingly the appropriate firm for us and for one of the 2037 Act plans. Ask you to add anything to that.
Yes, so we did issue an RFP and we went through the RFP process. Staff interviewed some of the top vendors. And then through that, staff made a recommendation to the audit committee to retain Brown Armstrong, continue with Brown Armstrong. And the audit committee interviewed Brown Armstrong at the audit committee meeting. And their recommendation today is to continue with Brown Armstrong.
Okay, so let's put a pin in it right there. That actually is the audit committee's recommendation.
Yes.
That you've just summarized. So that's the formal action taken by the committee and recommended to the full board, right?
Yes.
So unless there are other questions to John, because I don't want to tax your voice, we can move on to item eight, but just for the sake of the record, I want to be sure we finish seven and got through the report and the recommendation, and then we can take up eight as a standalone because it involves a vote. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other comments of the audit committee chair? All right. No, thank you, John.